Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Haynesfield laborers refused to sign contracts. On this day, August 15th in the year 1838, the field laborers of Haynesfield Plantation engaged in a work stoppage and refused to agree to the contracts presented to them by the plantation management. According to the report in the Barbadian, this action by the now free black agricultural workers was a pattern observed from August 1st, the day of emancipation. It was revealed that workers, specifically at plantations in St. Joseph and St. George, had either partially or in mass stayed away from work. Furthermore, some agricultural workers had even moved to Bridgetown to seek non-agricultural work. Clearly, these workers were dissatisfied with the wages and the conditions of service they were being asked to endure now that they were free from the shackles of enslavement. In fact, on the authority of Mr. Sharp, a proprietor himself, the report referenced that there was a, quote, bad feeling prevailing among the agricultural Negroes, end quote. The writer opined that Mr. Sharp was in an excellent position to assess the workers in general and the particularly bad conduct of the Negroes on Haynesfield, a plantation owned by Mr. Edmund Haynes. The writer preached the virtues of Mr. Haynes, describing him as a humane and benevolent gentleman who would be very disappointed by the ungrateful return of his workers. The writer described Haynesfield as a, quote, beautiful picture of a happy peasantry, while slaves and subsequently apprentices, where comforts and indulgences were showered upon them by their humane master, end quote. Therefore, clearly the opinion of the writer was that the owner of Haynesfield would deem the action of the workers ungrateful, considering his perceived kindness to them. Evidently, this was not the lived experience of the workers, and as such, they subsequently requested and were granted an audience with the governor to lay their case before him. The fact that the governor actually met the workers disappointed the plantation owners, but he would ultimately act on their behalf. Consequently, under orders from the governor, the town police were mobilized to, quote, turn them and their effects out of their houses into the high road, end quote, if they refused to work under the terms of the contracts. Subsequently, the evicted workers sought a meeting with Mr. Sharp, and the writer made it clear that it may be an indication that the workers were, quote unquote, coming to their senses. The writer continued his attacks on the protesting workers, citing numerous reports of little or no work doing, where, according to him, quote, people who had previously carried out their duties with praiseworthy diligence have this week quitted the field work, inflicted with the mania now spreading, end quote. The writer could not understand why the full weight of the newly proclaimed Vagrants Act was not being used to suppress the activities of the workers. While the article did not detail the general outcome of the work stoppages, these protests showed that the workers were well aware of their moral and legal right to proper wages and conditions of work. These workers can indeed be considered pioneers of the Barbadian labor movement. However, it would be close to 100 years before any real movement was made regarding these issues.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.